On Friday we began the laws of a chatan, that the custom is that a chatan fasts until his wedding. He's going to drink the cup under the chuppah. And now we're continuing. There's a custom that at mincha, before the wedding, the chatan says the vidui, the confession of Yom Kippur. And even on Rosh Chodesh, even on days when he wouldn't be fasting, he would still say the vidui in mincha, because we view the day of his wedding like Yom Kippur. He's going to be forgiven for all his sins. It's a fresh start. So he also says the vidui. Now, on Rosh Chodesh, on Chanukah, on Purim, on Isruchag, on Tu Be'av, on Tu B'Shvat, the chatan does not fast if his wedding is on any one of these days. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on all the days of the month of Nisan, when he could get married, on Lag BaOmer, and from Rosh Chodesh Sivan till Shavuos, and then on the days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, so then the Magen Avraham writes that he would fast if he got married on those days. There's a custom that the Kala used to open her braid, and then they'd re-braid it by the chuppah. And that custom is known that in the land of Israel, the Romans decreed that any virgin that got married would have to spend the night before the wedding with the Roman governor. And so to save the girls from that, they would cover the girl's face as she would go to the wedding, so no one could tell who she was and if she was a virgin. And secondly, they would undo her braids on her way to the wedding, so that her hair was all raveled, so it all looked terrible. If anyone would take off the cover, she'd look terrible. And then, when the king's men would see her, they'd think, this is a girl that's being brought with such pomp and fear because she was caught to be unfaithful. That's why she's walking around like that and they're taking her. And that's what they would do to save the girls, so that the Roman governors wouldn't take them. And even though the custom was undone, they no longer had the girls abducted, but to commemorate that, or because they were still scared it might be reenacted, in Israel they had this custom. So anywhere outside of Israel they never had this custom, to let the girl come to the chuppah like that and only braid her hair there. But in Israel they did have this custom, that the girl would have to re-braid her hair just before the wedding, and the veil that covered her so that no one could see her.